Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, April 25th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Yesterday was the first of 4 days during which the United Master Executive Council will meet in session during the spring 2014 regular meeting in Orlando. During this 4-day meeting held from April 24th through 27th, 2014, our locally elected presidents, who together form the United Master Executive Council, will conduct the business of our union and discuss matters of importance for flight attendants. Immediately following this meeting, our 42nd annual AFA Board of Directors meeting will be conducted. The day began with reports from MEC officers, President Greg Davidovich, Vice President Linda Farrow, and Secretary Treasurer Jeff Heise. In addition, reports by our dedicated representatives of our Employee Assistance Professional Standards, EAP Committee, and Benefits Committee updated the union leadership on their ongoing work. The Members Forum offers all United AFA members in good standing the opportunity to address the MEC and speak about issues that are important to them. The Members Forum was held in the afternoon. During the forum, two flight attendants from Council 21, DCA, eloquently carried a message of care and concern for each of our most junior 685 to the leadership. Following a call for late agenda items, and a Meet the Candidates hour was coordinated by the union in order to provide an opportunity for all of the candidates who expressed interest in any number of MEC committee positions to interact with the elected members of the United MEC. A more detailed summary of each day of the meeting's actions will be posted on our website in the coming days. As previously communicated, the company made changes to the 2014 PERSER recurrent program, including changes to the dates being offered, and expanded the selection of months available during which this training can be completed. As a result, all flight attendants with a PERSER qualification will need to rebid for a preference month. The original dates and information are no longer valid. You can find the new training calendar on our website. Rebidding opened April 9, 2014, and closes April 30, 2014, at 0700 hours Central Time. Bids are submitted via Unimatic DIS star 66063. Preference months will be awarded in seniority order. Awards will appear in your FANFO screen in Field 7, adjacent to the words PERSER LDR, by May 7, 2014. Training will be held in Newark, Guam, Hong Kong, Washington, D.C., Houston, Los Angeles, London, Chicago, and San Francisco. Dates for specific locations are in June, August, and September, October, and November. Check our website for the specific details. United's first quarter earnings fell short of investors' expectations. For the first quarter, United's parent company, United Continental Holdings, posted a loss of $609 million, while Delta posted income of $213 million. American and Southwest both posted record-breaking first-quarter income of $480 million and $152 million, respectively. Unsurprisingly, United is blaming its underwhelming performance largely on the weather, the same weather in which Delta, American, and Southwest also had to contend. Harry Hartvelt of the Atmosphere Research Group said today, "It's clear that, weather aside, United is not offering a product that travelers like and is losing market share. That is not news to us." In previous quarters, United has cried about merger-related issues. Not so at American, where a profit of nearly a half a billion dollars was created in their first quarter and less than 5 months after the close of their merger with U.S. Airways. In fact, American Airlines CEO Doug Parker acknowledged that their spectacular first quarter results were due to the merger. Meanwhile, John Gooden of Morgan Stanley asks, "At what quarter can we all agree it's not working at United? Our hardworking members are as frustrated as is Wall Street. We know that we are doing all that we can, day in, day out, to keep our passengers safe and well served, all in an effort to keep them coming back. Yet, quarter after quarter, this management team continues to thwart our efforts and turns in one disappointing financial report after another. The mistakes made by United senior management are so profound, their impact is felt throughout the industry. Ben Levison of Barron's sums it up neatly. It's amazing how much higher the airlines could be flying if United Continental hadn't disappointed. Disappointed indeed. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.